Warning. This show contains strong language and topics that some viewers may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, wrestling fans, and welcome to another edition of the Supla's Total Divas Review. I'm Carmine Antonelli, and with me, as always, is Glenn Fielding.
Insert inspirational or very racially offensive comment here.
I guess that's what we're known for, all of a sudden. This is the Season 3 premiere of Total Divas, and also of our show, because it goes hand in hand. Man! Off to a great start.
Yeah.
What a fucking premiere.
El Señorito Rosa Mendez.
Rosa Mendez, the crazy, used to be alcoholic or something. She was in rehab for something. I don't know.
Grandma.
Fucking, apparently she's 34. I don't give a shit. No. The show started with a recap of WrestleMania 30 because that's where season 2 left off. Something I wanted to mention but didn't about the end of season 2 is when they're talking about WrestleMania 30, they never mentioned that Daniel Bryan won the World Heavyweight Championship.
No, they just kind of weird
skipped over that part during the season 2 finale.
None of that stuff. I'm pretty sure none of that stuff with Brie Bella talking over the show was never actually in the season finale.
No, that part was straight up a recap for season 3's opening, because it starts with Brie like, oh, the Divas made a name for themselves, which, no, they didn't. Daniel Bryan won the title. We got married. None of that stuff was in the season 2 finale. But, of course, now they mention it. Now they mention that Bryan won the title, even though that was the biggest thing from WrestleMania. But, you know, whatever. Then we jump straight into the Eva Marie bullshit, which this episode was full of.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was bad. It was really... If you don't like Eva Marie... If you don't like Eva Marie and you're like me, this was a terrible episode for you. The first thing we see after the WrestleMania recap is Eva Marie and her husband, Jonathan, getting pictures taken at a photo shoot for their engagement their invitations, because they're going to be having a real wedding ceremony for the fucks of it. And
where's this wedding going to be happening again? A strip club or something?
Well, you would think so, going by the pictures, because, man, if there's minimal clothing.
Yeah, you're going to send that to all your family? Great.
These are going to go on the invitations.
Where you are.
These are going on the invitations for the ceremony, and they're, like, half naked. Jonathan's got no shirt on. Eva's got no pants on.
That's a surprise.
Man, and they're just in the most provocative positions. And I'm no, like, prude or anything, but, like, these are wedding invitations.
Yeah, really. These are wedding invitations. You got a picture of your husband banging you from behind. Yeah. Real classy woman. Really.
It's,
I'll gladly pass on that invitation. Thank you very much.
And they decide to make these the pictures for their save the date, which I don't know what the fuck that is, but they kept saying it. I don't know what save the date is, but they kept talking about making that the picture for that, which is apparently a very bad idea, which that part doesn't surprise me. I just don't know what save the date is, so. Nah. So we move on to the debut, or the Total Divas debut, of Rosa Mendez. She's back from something, because it takes... That's a pretty... decent reaction, to be honest. She's back.
I'm literally that fucking tired right now. Literally. Really.
Well, you don't have to be tired to be bored of Rosa Mendez. She is back from something. It takes literally half the episode for them to say what she is back from. They just keep saying she's back. She's been off the road
for... She's back! Oh, wait. She's been gone? What?
Yeah, really. She's apparently been off the road for over a year due to something, which they refused to say for half the episode. And now every diva is like, they don't like her for some reason. Because that's just what happens on Total Divas.
I guess they hate everyone. I don't know.
If you're hate new, each other. If you're new to the show, everyone hates you. I don't know. So it then cuts.
If you've been around for a while and you never made it, again, no one likes you.
Yeah. So now Eva Marie decides to show the Funkadactyls and a surprise Titus O'Neil the pictures. And it's better than Andy's impression, that's for fucking sure. So no one likes the pictures because they're fucking stupid. I could have told you that. And of course we get an oh hell nah from Titus O'Neil because oh,
hell nah.
You know, black guy on TV, gotta get that in, I suppose. Then more not explaining why Rosa was gone for a year, as also not mentioning that she was at WrestleMania 30. Remember that part?
Yeah, I remember that. What happened there?
She was at WrestleMania 30. She was in the match. But she keeps talking about how she can't wait to get back in the ring, even though WrestleMania's passed already. And she was in that. They really think we're fucking stupid on this show.
They do, and I really don't care. Speaking of other things that make them think we're stupid, we'll get into Nikki and John Cena later.
Well, actually, that's the next segment.
Oh, great.
Bella, Brie, and Nikki are talking about hypothetically what would happen if Cena hypothetically married Nikki. Because apparently John came up to Nikki and said, hypothetically, if I married you, would that be enough? I don't know what the fuck that means. Do you have any idea what the fuck that means?
No, like, that doesn't make any sense, because if you're getting married to someone, you're basically giving them everything.
Yeah. Is everything really enough?
Everything is everything.
If so I gave you everything.
Basically is enough.
If I gave you everything, would that be enough? No, that, I want
there's
kids.
A reason why it's the largest step in a relationship, because you are giving them everything.
You now co-own everything in your fucking life.
Yeah.
You get to half own my house, my car, my life, everything. Is that enough? No, you want kids? Fuck you. I mean, not really, but like, Jesus. They really took that question kind of out of proportion, don't you think? Because now Brie and Nikki are talking about, well, that doesn't sound like he's actually interested in marrying you. That just sounds like he's trying to fucking get you off his back. You should freeze your eggs. What? Okay. It's just like, what the fuck?
Why?
Because now Brie comes up with this genius idea of, hey, Nikki, what if one day you wake up and realize John's not the one for you? What if you are 40 years old and all of a sudden you're alone and can't have kids? What the fuck happens then? Well, what the fuck kind of question is that, Brie? So they come up with the obvious...
You really think Nikki's going to be happy being a single mother? I mean, come on.
Yeah, like, what?
Why?
That's a whole nother...
What's the point of having a kid if you're not going to have a father there to help support him? I mean, what the fuck?
That's a whole nother bag of what the fuck's going on, but...
Yeah.
They come up with the genius solution, the obvious solution, Glenn, of freezing Nikki Bella's eggs. Just in case.
Do we have to give our listeners a little bit of an anatomy lesson here?
Save them for a rainy day.
Let's not.
Save them for a rainy day. Hey, I got some spare eggs if you want to have a kid. Like, what the fuck? I don't understand where they came up with this, but it consumes about half the episode. So get used to hearing the word eggs. So now we cut back to Rosa, who's been introduced to everyone in the Divas division through that Mark creative guy. And he pulls Natalia to the side and says, hey, be Rosa Mendez's mentor as she gets back into the fold. And Natalia's like, I don't want to. And he's like, I don't give a shit. Do it anyway. So that's how that happened.
Can't say no to the boss.
Pretty much. And Natalia goes up to Rosa.
For long anyway.
Yeah, really. Natalia just walks up to Rosa and says, hey, they're forcing me to babysit you. Don't lose your shit, okay? That's basically it. And now is when they explain that Rosa Mendez was in rehab for something. I don't know what. They didn't go that far. But she was in rehab. She's no longer in rehab. And now she is basically handcuffed to Natalia. Or should I say Natalia is handcuffed to her. And back to Eva Marie we go.
Yeah.
Because now they're going to show these same pictures to Eva's family. Because that always goes well, right?
Of course. Everything. Like, that can't be miserable.
Everything they tell Eva's parents always goes so well, Glenn. It's incredible the batting average she has with this. So they get there and they say, hey, we're having a ceremony. And the family's like, yay! Here's the pictures we're using for invitations. And the family's like, what the actual fuck, Eva? You do one good thing and you immediately fuck it up. What the shit? So now...
Yeah, but later in this episode, it almost starts to seem like they don't even care about the photos anymore.
Yeah, the photos become irrelevant.
Because then they get onto some other issue about the wedding.
Yeah, because nothing can ever go right in the Marie household. Or the Bella household, because now there's lunch with the Bella family, which is Bree, Nikki, Brian's there, and Bree and Nikki's sister and brother. And they're basically having lunch talking about, of course, kids. It's like, oh, our friend just had a kid yesterday. What a coinkydink on this reality show. Anyway, you guys should have kids. Are we going to have kids? It's great. Hey, I'm going to freeze my eggs. Thanks, Nikki. Thanks for fucking up lunch. I'm eating this salad, and of course I wanted to hear about your frozen fucking eggs. Thank you. So, nah.
Some people eat eggs in their salad. I'm just saying.
So anyway. Oh, that's gross. All right. So, Bree immediately asks, okay, so you've decided to do the egg freezing. He's still laughing about that. So you've decided to do the egg freezing. Are you going to tell John? Of course not. Why would I do that? She literally said that. She literally said, of course I'm not telling John. Why would she fucking...
And she says, oh, you know, if I do tell him, it might have a dent in our relationship. Hey, last season, you hid from him the fact... You hid the fact from him that you were in... That you were married to somebody else for 3 years, and he forgave you for that. You think he's going to give a shit about what you do with your personal health?
He's already said he doesn't want kids. I'm sure he'd love to hear that you're freezing your fucking eggs. I just don't understand the total diva's mentality of, I'm going to do a thing, and I will never tell my significant other until they're mad at me for not telling them. Then I'll tell them. That'll work.
I froze my eggs, but I never told anyone.
How did I not see that coming?
No wonder those goddamn memes are so popular. Like,
oh man,
geez.
That's incredible. Bree told me to freeze my eggs, but I never told anyone.
Brilliant. We did it.
Jesus Christ, that's amazing. All right. So she goes to get a consultation to learn how the process would work for freezing your eggs. Hey, remember, keep track of how many times we say the words freezing eggs in this episode. So they get a consultation to see how the process would work. And basically, it would be a 10-day series of medication, basically shots that she would have to give herself along with some other medication. They didn't explain all the details. But during those 10 days, you cannot drink, you cannot smoke, you probably shouldn't have any sex, and don't get punched in the ovaries. That would help. It was just awkward how the doctor said that. Hey, I know you're a wrestler, so don't get punched in the ovaries. I know that's a lot of Diva's finishing moves is the ovary punch, so try to not take that in those 10 days. Like, what the fuck kind of – whatever. So she takes a safe route and says, okay, how about just no wrestling? Fine. What the fuck ever. So I guess she's doing it. She's freezing the fucking eggs. They only mentioned once how this operation cost $10,000, by the way. I think John would like to know where that $10,000 went.
You said it was his.
Well, even if it's just one day Bree or Nikki shows up and is like, hey, can I borrow a couple bucks? It's like, what happened to all your money? Oh, I had to spend $10,000 on something that doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. I'm like, what the... Oh, whatever. So
it's not like Bree spent $100,000 on her wedding anyway.
Ugh. The Bellas just love spending money. And the Maries love not agreeing on shit, because now Eva Marie and Jonathan are having dinner with the rest of her family, and they mentioned to the other brother who wasn't there before, hey, Eva and John are having a ceremony. And he's like, oh, cool, when is it? 8 weeks from now? That seems a little soon, but they don't mention that.
If it's the time frame for the show.
Yeah, really. How many people are going to be there? Oh, 100 or so. Where's it going to be? And all of a sudden, everyone fucking freezes. Was it going to be at St. Whatever, whatever? All these Catholic churches they keep naming? Jonathan's not Catholic, so fuck you. This becomes the big bombshell.
Do you have a Catholic wedding with someone who's not Catholic? Is that even right?
Like, here's like, what I thought during this episode. Because the whole thing is, Jonathan's not Catholic, so he is refusing to do a traditional Catholic wedding, which is what the Eva Marie family wants. And for some reason, if they don't have that, then it might as well be fucking Satan. I don't understand the fucking Marie family mentality sometimes, but
like, your daughter's actually having it in her to actually do a proper wedding. Yeah, you're being fucking picky about how she's going to do it. I mean, come on. Seriously?
Jonathan's not a fucking, like, Satan worshiper. He's just a Christian as opposed to Catholic.
He's just a different side of Christian. That's it. There's nothing wrong with that.
But apparently, the difference between a Christian wedding and a Catholic wedding is at a Catholic wedding... Or no, I'm sorry. At a Christian wedding, apparently, there's pictures of Jesus everywhere that you piss on. Or that's how they seem to think, because they fucking freak their shit. Of course, because it's the Marie family, and that's what they do. So now, that's the big thing. Oh, they're not having a Catholic wedding. We have to disown our daughter for the third time. Like, bleh, I'm sick of this shit. They're running out of shit for Eva's family to get mad at her for. Now it's a religion fight.
We can think of something.
Probably.
We but can in... think of something, and it'll probably happen on the show.
Well, here's something that Nikki didn't think about, because the next scene is John and Nikki, who are apparently living in the same house again. This is news to me. But they invite...
It looks like they're in that same house they were in before.
Yeah, exactly.
What happened to the San Diego Beach house? What the fuck happened there?
Man, if I knew...
Nikki, I'm going to buy this house for you, even though you're trying to sell it, because you have a bogus second career as a real estate agent, which obviously doesn't matter anymore. Yeah, really.
What happened to her being a real estate agent? Oh, my God.
What happened to that house?
This show sucks so much ass. All right, so anyway, we've apparently gone back in time to season one where John and Nikki are living together, and they've invited an interior decorator to John/their house. And of course, at the same time that the interior decorator is going to be there, a nurse is going to come there and draw Nikki's blood to do something for the egg freezing process.
Secretly.
And of course, with John in the house, it has to be done discriminately, which can only go well. Well, unfortunately, it does go well, and John doesn't find out about the nurse being there at all somehow.
Yet.
Then we get to the thing that everyone's been talking about from the season 3 trailer. A naked Rosa Mendez.
Oh my god. This part
was pointless. It was absolutely pointless because here's the scene. Natalia shows up to a hotel room because her and Rosa Mendez are going to be staying in the same hotel room while they're on the road. She opens the door. Rosa Mendez naked. Natalia goes,
like,
oh, no.
Like, literally, full blown.
Yeah, and not just topless, like some headlines said. Full blown naked, except for a towel on her head.
So technically not full blown naked, then.
On the most technical of levels, yes. Natalia is basically just like, oh no, you're naked. Stop being naked. I don't like naked.
I'm so comfortable.
Rosa's like, but I like naked though. And Natalia's like, I don't though. Then the scene's over. It was so pointless.
You want to see my boob job? Like, no. I
just
want to
show
my
boob
job. I'm actually happy that's covered up.
Ah, because those always look great. Oh my god. I don't know why I'm making her sound like that. Back to the Marie family! Because can't get enough of them! So Eva and Jonathan and Eva's mom are trying to get their mind off the whole not-Catholic wedding thing by running some errands. And of course, perfect timing, Eva's dad calls and they start talking about sugar levels because I guess he's diabetic. And they hang up the phone and the mom says something about a chemo shot. And Eva's like, what? I thought his cancer went away like a bunch of years ago. Nah, he's got full-blown colon cancer, apparently. And you're just a terrible daughter for not knowing. Where did this come from? How did this not come up in the past
Why
two seasons?
Why are they... Does he even have that crap?
I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't. Because the fact that they're just finding out about it now somehow.
Somehow.
How is it possible that we went two seasons of this show and Eva did not know that her father has colon cancer? It is not treatable by surgery. They can't operate on it. He's basically, according to the show, again, I don't know if this is true or not because the show is full of a lot of bullshit. But according to the show, it is not treatable. He is going to die of this eventually. They say he has a few years left. And it's just like, how the fuck could she have possibly not known about this until now? I don't understand.
I don't either. This is just why.
You know there's something better we can talk about, though, instead of colon cancer?
Yeah.
Freezing eggs?
Yeah.
Because we haven't talked about that enough. Because the next scene is them going to that same doctor from earlier, Nikki and Bree, this is. And they do an ultrasound on Nikki's stuff to see how fertile she is. And Bree apparently is in a perfect line of sight because she won't stop talking about how she sees her sister's goodness. And I don't give a shit. Apparently Nikki's fertile, whatever.
Yay.
She doesn't have misshapen ovaries.
Yeah, lucky her. She's not Eva Marie and she can actually have kids.
Well, now she's freezing her fucking eggs. What is with this fucking show and ovary shit? I don't understand. Back to Eva Marie. Because I'm not on the verge of killing myself yet, so this show's pushing me more and more. Eva Marie and Jonathan are running in the park, frolicking gleefully. And all of a sudden, Eva's sad because cancer. And she wants Jonathan, just to make her dad happy before he cancers, she wants Jonathan to convert to Catholicism so that they can have a Catholic wedding. I want you to consider this, Glenn.
I don't think you have to, I don't think you have to convert to Catholicism to have a Catholic wedding with
and
someone who's
already
Catholic.
And that is the first thought that crossed my mind. Do you honestly
As someone who is Catholic, I'm not really sure if you actually have to do that.
Do you honestly, would you, if you walked into the church to do the wedding?
That's another thing, too. My parents, my mother was Catholic and my dad is not. They basically still did a Catholic wedding, but my dad didn't have to convert to Catholicism.
Like, if you went into the church...
It worked out for him. It doesn't... How could it not work out for Jonathan?
Well, it is completely possible that these people are just stupid.
Yeah.
And don't realize this. But if you went into a Catholic church to do a Catholic wedding, and all of a sudden someone asks John, "Hey, are you Catholic, by the way?" And he goes, "No." Would they kick him the fuck out? Like, why does he have to convert to do this?
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
As long as you're getting married to someone who is Catholic, you can get away with it. It's fine. Like, if it's two Satanists trying to get married in a Catholic church, that's not going to work. But...
It's so stupid because, of course, Jonathan says, "No, I'm not going to convert just for a wedding," which is the intelligent thing to say. The more and more I see of Jonathan, the more I realize he's probably the smartest person on this show. Eva decides to tell her dad, "Hey, I'm going to do whatever it takes to do a Catholic wedding. If I got to go to hell and back, I'll have a Catholic wedding in hell." Like, it's not rocket science. Just have the fucking wedding. He doesn't have to be Catholic. I don't understand. Oy. And if worse comes to worst, can he just lie and say he's Catholic and do the fucking Catholic wedding?
There really isn't any documentation or anything like that on whether or not you're Catholic and what you've actually done as a Catholic, so...
We need
who cares?
Your Catholicism.
Lie about it. Yeah, really, like...
We need to know exactly how many Hail Marys you've done in your life before you can get married.
Yeah, really.
Fucking stupid. So, back to Nikki being stupid, speaking of stupid. Egg freezing! Because now she's contemplating, how am I going to hide these shots that I have to keep in my house from John? Oh, I'll just keep them in my purse. Oh, genius. And then I'll just take the shots in the bathroom. What could possibly go fucking wrong? It's not like it's Total Divas or anything, where things have to go wrong every day. Guess what? Eventually they go wrong. But that doesn't happen yet because the show likes putting 5-second scenes in. Now we cut to Natalia and Rosa Mendez heading to Raw to have Rosa's first match, except for WrestleMania.
I think it was SmackDown, actually.
Yeah, but the show says Raw.
Show says Raw, but the ring set was SmackDown.
Exactly. And I wanted to mention that because for some reason, this show does not acknowledge Superstars or SmackDown or Main Event. Everything is Raw for some reason. They acknowledge everything as Raw, even though it's almost never Raw.
Funny thing is, they never acknowledge NXT either, when technically Natalya and Tyson Kidd are both somewhat active on that roster.
They're very active on that roster. I mean,
yeah, Tyson Kidd has gotten a couple NXT title shots. Natalya has been working with all the actual newbie divas.
Tyson Kidd's got a thing going on in the title picture in NXT. And Natalia is, like, always there. She's very rarely having matches in NXT, but she's always involved. So, it is weird they never acknowledge that. But, they might start acknowledging that at some point in this season. Since this season starts at WrestleMania, that Tyson Kidd getting involved in NXT stuff doesn't really happen until a few months after Mania. So, maybe it will happen at some point in the season that they acknowledge that. But for now, they have not.
Maybe. I don't know.
Anyway. So, 5 minutes before Rosa has to go out for her match, she overhears the other divas in the locker room apparently making fun of her. Which, what in the fuck is with these women? They are so, like, just, it's like high school. It's like high school.
Isn't it bad? High school. They're grown adults and they're pretending like they're in fucking high school.
Because Rosa goes to the back and she overhears, like, Eva talking to the Funkadactyls, like, oh, what do you think about Rosa having her first match? Oh, better get some popcorn. It's going to be hilarious. Like, what the fuck is with these people? They're so stupid. So, of course, now Rosa's freaking out and they go out and they have the match. They didn't show enough of it for me to say whether she fucked up during the match, but she apparently thinks she fucked up. And now she's freaking out, and Natalia's trying to cheer her up or calm her down, and she's crying. I just feel like everybody's judging me because I go around naked. I don't understand. And Natalia's like, listen, it's the Divas Division. For some reason, we're all bitches, so just get over it. And she's like, okay. And it's over. And it's like, what the fuck is this show? It makes no sense. Oh.
We have one more part.
Yep. Because remember when I said nothing could possibly go wrong with Nikki hiding those shots? Guess what?
John found them.
Found them at the very end of the show. And the show literally ends with John holding the needles saying, what is this? And then it just cuts to the end of the show. So,
and they give a nice preview of what to expect for the rest of the season.
And it looks like everyone's breaking up with everyone.
Jeez. Yay!
Christ. If you care about any of the relationships in this show, get ready for the worst season ever. Because the Funkadactyls are going to break up. The Bellas are going to get into fights. Apparently Tyson Kidd and Natalya are threatening divorce. Or at least it's an option that they're laying on the table. Jesus. Nikki and John might be breaking up. Bree and Brian are going to have relationship issues.
What?
Well, it showed one little clip of Brian, like, arguing with Bree.
Yeah, Brian, yeah, there were something about his injury. I don't know.
Brian's going to go through his injury. Bree's going to quit. Neither of them are going to be working, so they're not going to be getting any money. And this is going to cause issues with Nikki. Oh, it's going to be happy, fun times all the fuck around. So get ready for a shitload of a season.
Great.
It's going to be a fun fucking ride.
Season 3, buckle up.
Yay. So thank
you. Hell, we've done 2 seasons of this goddamn show. We can go through another. Why not?
It'll be an experience. Yay. So thank you all for watching the Season 3 premiere of Total Divas Review. I've been Carmen Antonelli.
I'm Sleepy.
And me and Sleepy will see you next week for more bullshit. Bye.